Good morning, everyone. Actually, this morning when I was parking the car and about to walk across the road, somebody stopped me.
今天上午我从停车场下车准备来教会的时候，有一个人拦住了我。
And they wanted to tell me that what we've just been thinking about was all wrong. All the churches have it all wrong.
那个人就想试图告诉我们刚才所宣讲的三位一体的真理是错的，所有的教会所拥抱的真理是错的。
So I was interested to see what you were doing this morning.
所以我对我们刚才的大有问答我感到非常有兴趣。
It's not easy to understand God, one person, and yet three people.
三位一体的教义从来都不是一件容易一下子就想明白的真理。
But she wanted me to give all that up and turn away from all the churches in town.
她希望我回转，能够把不要去相信这个。
But I'm glad that we can talk about it and seek to understand it, and to understand the Bible more deeply as we think through these things.
所以我们需要把我们的真理扎根在圣经上，让我们更深的去思想神所赐给我们的真理。
Now we've been thinking about the life of King David. For several months.
我们在过去几个月里，一直在思想大卫王的生平。
And so far, we've looked at the events in his life when he was a younger man.
我们主要是在看他在年轻的时候的作为。
And King Saul was still the king in Israel.
当大卫年轻的时候，以色列的王是扫罗王。
So today we'll look at what happened after King Saul died.
所以我们今天要来大卫王在扫罗王死之后，大卫的作为。
Saul and his sons, or some of his sons, was killed in a battle with the Philistines.
在非利士人的征战中，扫罗王和他的 一些儿子在战斗中被战死。
Of course, David wasn't fighting in that battle.
当然，大卫不在那场战争当中。
Because he had to hide from Saul, who wanted to kill him.
因为当时扫罗正在追杀大卫，大卫不得不躲藏起来。
So Saul was fighting without his best general in the battle.
所以在那场战争当中，扫罗王和他的将士们在浴血奋战。So
after Saul died, David quickly became king over Judah.
在扫罗王死后，大卫终于成为犹大的王。Which
was David's own tribe.
犹大是大卫的支派。
And some years later, he became king over the whole of Israel.
然后几年以后，大卫王成了整个全以色列的王。
So when David became king over the whole of Israel, what were the key things he wanted to do?
当大卫王成了全以色列地的王之后， 他心里到底在想什么？
I think of three main things.
我想有三个重要的事情。The
first thing is that he established Jerusalem as the capital of Israel.
首先，他将耶路撒冷定为以色列的都城。To
do this, he had to defeat the people the Jebusites who lived in Jerusalem.
要把耶路撒冷变为都城，他首先要去攻占当时居住在 耶路撒冷的耶布斯,
which he did.
然后他成功的攻占了他,
and since then, for the last 3,000 years up till now,
从那以后, 3,000年以来,
the Jews have considered Jerusalem as their capital.
犹太人一直把耶路撒冷当作他们的都城。
It's also considered to be the holy city of Zion.
耶路撒冷在犹太人心目中也是一个圣城。
And Zion, in the word Zion in the Old Testament means Jerusalem.
在旧约希伯来的语境当中,
the city of God where God particularly dwells.
西安的意思就是神在的地方，也就是耶路撒冷平安之城。
And the second thing that David tried to do at the beginning of his overall kingship,
当大卫成为以色列王之后，第二个重要的事情，他所做的第二个重要的事情，
was to defeat his main enemy, the Philistines.
就是他进一步扩大了与非利士人的战争，与他们征战。
And before long, the Philistines were no longer a big problem for them.
不久以后，非利士人的威对以色列的威胁就不再是问题。
I think it's interesting to know how God guided David as he fought the Philistines.
我很感兴趣的，我很有兴趣的看到。 大卫王在跟以色列人征战的时候，上帝是如何一步一步引导他去征战。
And you can read about that later in 2 Samuel chapter 5.
你可以在等一下有时间，你可以仔细的去读撒母耳记下第五章所叙述的内容。
God gave very clear instructions about when he should fight the Philistines and what to do and what would happen.
在那里我们看到，在每一次战斗当中，上帝都给了撒母耳，都给了大卫王明确的指示，他该什么时候出去，他该怎么战斗，他该如何战斗。So
David was asking God beforehand, what do you want me to do, and how am I to do it?
在每一次征战的前开始，大卫王都会寻求神的心意，我该怎样去战斗。
I wonder whether we really take the time to ask God what to do this day and then the days ahead.
我真的不知道我们在座的各位，我们有否每天来到神的面前来寻求神的心意，让神告诉我们我们该如何度过我们的每一天。
David is our example in asking for God's guidance almost constantly.
大卫王为我们树立了一个很好的属灵榜样，他不断地寻求神的心意。
Although there were times when he didn't and he failed, as we will soon learn.
有些时候，他没有如此行的时候，他面临的失败，我们在以后会看到。
Another aspect of fighting the Philistines.
另外一点就是他跟腓力士人征战的时候,
was that David really fought hard to win and honor God.
他极力地寻求神的心意去战胜以色列，战胜腓力士。
Sometimes we can easily know that God wants us to do things.
有些时候我们可能觉得我们知道神要我们做什么。
Or he says to us, you should be doing this in your life or don't do that.
我们有时候可能应该会知道神希望我们做什么而不希望我们不做什么。
But we're lazy and we don't quite do them or we don't get stuck in and do what God tells us.
但是因为我们属灵的懒惰我们把神的话放在一边我们不愿意去做神希望我们去做神。
But David is an example of a person who wanted God's victory in their lives.
大卫的特点就在于他总是有一颗希望竭力寻求神的心意竭力希望靠主得胜的心。
And really sought 100% to do so.
他真的是一个竭尽全力去讨神喜悦的。
The third thing that David did was to restore the worship of God in Israel.
第三件重要的事情，大卫成为以色列王之后所做的就是他要重新恢复以色列人的敬拜。
And this is the main thing we will focus on in the rest of our time today.
这也是今天我们讲到接下来所要关注的内容。
From the time when God gave the Israelites the Ten Commandments in the desert,
大家还记得在当以色列人在沙漠里旷野里行走的时候神在西乃山向以色列人赐下了十条诫命。
And told them how to build the, make the tabernacle and do their sacrifices.
然后神赐下命令给以色列人，通过摩西赐下命令给以色列人，告诉他们他们该当怎样建立帐幕，该当怎样开始祭司的制度程序。
The tabernacle and the worship of God was the center of their life.
从那时候开始帐幕和献祭的敬拜就成了以色列人生活的中心。
But when Saul was king and he turned away from God,
当扫罗王成为以色列王之后他慢慢的偏离神。
Then the people started to turn away from God.
然后他所带领的百姓也开始偏离神。
And the worship of God was being lost.
然后以色列人对神的敬拜也就渐渐的失去了。
But David was now king.
现在大卫成了以色列的王。
The man after God's own heart.
一个合神心意的人。
And he was determined to restore and renew the worship of God.
他立定心志要恢复以色列人当初对神的敬拜。
So, to emphasize the worship of God,
为了强调对神的真实的敬拜，
David decided to bring the Ark of the Covenant up to the new capital, Jerusalem.
大卫王决定要把约柜移放到新的都城耶路撒冷。
Now, where was the Ark of the Covenant supposed to be kept?
什么地方是最适合约柜安置的地方？
I don't know how many of you can see this small printout, but it may help to remind some of you of the layout of the tabernacle in the desert.
不知道多少人能还记得或者看清楚这张图，至少让我们知道，当以色列人在旷野行走的时候，帐幕是什么样子，它的位置。它的整个布局
which was basically the same layout as the temple which was built in Jerusalem later.
这个帐幕的这个布局和方向方位 和大卫日后所建立的神的圣殿基本上是一致。
So, the sacrifices were made outside the tent.
在圣所外面是我们看到献祭的铜祭坛。
And you entered the tent into the holy place.
然后你进入从铜祭坛一继续往前走，就进入帐幕的主要部分圣所。
And then there was this one inner place called the Holy of Holies.
然后在圣所里面，我们看到有更加隐秘的地方是至圣所。
And the ark was kept in the Holy of Holies, the most holy place.
然后在最里面的那个至圣所里面，那就是约柜所存放的地方。
Some of you will remember that only the high priest could go into the most holy place.
大家都知道，在旧约里告诉我们，只有整个以色列当中，只有大祭司可以进入至圣所。
And even the high priest could only go in one time every year after they made special sacrifices.
而且大祭司也不是能够随便进去，他每年只有一次机会，赎罪日的时候进至圣所，而且在进至圣所之前，他要先进行庞大的、隆重的献祭仪式，洗净自己的罪。
Now, so the Ark of the Covenant was actually one more small picture.
我们再来看另外一张图。就是约柜的图。
So the ark was basically a box.
所以我们看到从形状上来看，约柜就像一个盒子，一个大座位。
But it was covered by gold.
但是我们看到约柜外面是包着金金的。
And particularly the area at the top of the box,be at this level, the top of the box was covered with gold.
特别是这个约柜的最上层，它是用个完全包金的纯金的金块来遮住。
And then at the each end of the box were these two cherubim, which covered the top of the box.
所以这个施恩座的顶层那一层上面站立着两个基路伯，他们翅膀互相遮住了这个约柜的最上层这个顶层。
And the top of the box here, it was considered to be spiritually the place where God dwells.
从属灵的意义上来讲，约柜的最顶层这一层顶盖就是神所居住的地方。
Of course, the Jews didn't believe that God just lived above the box.
那对于以色列犹太人来说，他们不相信神就单单住在这块地方。
They knewGod was the ruler of the world, the creator of the world.
他们知道上帝是创造主，他无所不在。
They knew that God was spirit.
他们知道上帝是个灵。
But in their worship, this was a place where they could, think of God's special presence and blessing on them.
但是从敬拜的意义上来讲，以色列人知道，当他们在那里敬拜的时候，神就通过施恩宝座与他们同在。
So, this place on the top of the box, under the cover of the two cherubim, was also, was the place where the high priest brought the sin, the blood of the sin offerings. Once a year, they came in and sprinkled that special sacrifice blood on the top of the box. And
所以每年大祭司进至圣所的时候，他都要带上祭牲的血，洒在约柜的最顶，那个施恩座上。So
that was the place where God, as it were, accepted the Israelites and forgave them for the sins for which they made their sacrifices.
神就通过施恩宝座，通过祭司的献祭，赦免以色列百姓的罪。
So this top of the box under, covered by the cherubim was also called the mercy seat.
The mercy seat, sorry.
So, this box, by the way, wasn't small, was that long, alright?
It's quite a big box.
Okay. And it was, if it's that long, it was about that high.
大概有一肘多长，超过一肘，哦，一肘多高。
And about the same width.
一肘半之宽。
So it was quite a big box.
对，它是一个挺大的一个盒的形状。
And it had rings on the side of the box, each side.
同时这个诗恩，这个约柜上面还有环，吊环，在每四边。
We might come to that, back to that later.
我们会等一下再回到这一点上。
So this box, this ark, was representing God and God's mercy and forgiveness to the people.
So, 约柜代表了上帝的同在和他对罪人的怜悯和赦免。
And the beauty of the box and the way it was used, emphasize the holiness and separateness of God.
约柜同时也提醒我们，上帝他是那至圣，他要把我们从所有的不洁中分别出来。It's
a picture that shows God wants us to come to Him, pray and worship Him.
他希望我们来到他的施恩宝座前，向他献上祷告，献上。
But we must not do this casually.
但是我们不能随便掉以轻心的去这样做。
We are to worship Him in reverence and awe.
我们需要怀着一颗恐惧战兢敬畏的心来到神的面前，施恩宝座前。
One other thing about the ark is that it was called the Ark of the Covenant.
同时，我们也知道这个柜，我们中文我们把一直把它叫做约柜。A
covenant is an agreement, isn't it?
大家都知道这个英文 covenant 这个约，这就代表一种协议，一种合同。So
you might agree with me that you will do this if I do that.
协议的双方一般就是会达成一个共同的协议，如果我做了这个，你就会去做那个。And
for the ark, it was an agreement.
从某种意义上来说，约柜就好比一种协议。That
God would bless and protect and help Israel.
上帝将赐福、保护、看顾以色列百姓。
But the Israelites were required to follow God's way and to worship Him.
但是条件是，以色列百姓必须顺服神的旨意，心用心灵和诚实去敬拜。
And inside the ark, inside the box,
在约柜的里面
was the tablets, the stone, which contained the Ten Commandments.
在约柜这个盒子里面装的是两块写着十条诫命的两块法板。
That Moses carved the words of the Ten Commandments on the stone.
是摩西曾经写下领受上帝的指示写下来的两块法板。
So the box not only represented God's presence and mercy to the people.
约柜施恩座不仅仅代表上帝同在和他对神子民的赦罪和怜悯。
But it also contained the understanding of the covenant.
但同时也要我们明白神通过律法所向我们赐下的旨意。
That to worship God and follow him and live in the right way will be met with the blessing and protection of God.
约柜不断地提醒来敬拜的以色列百姓，他们需要信靠顺服上帝的旨意，来领受上帝的祝福。
Now, David wanted to bring the ark from a country place to Jerusalem.
大卫下注的行动就是要把约柜从他当时存放的地方运到耶路撒冷京城。
The ark had just been left in the household of one family.
现在这个约柜还没有运到耶路撒冷之前，这暂时存放在一个人的家里。
The family was called, well, the father was called Abinadab.
这个家庭的主人父亲叫做亚比拿达。
And he had two sons.
亚比拿达有两个儿子。
So David carefully arranged how they would bring the ark from Abinadab's house up to Jerusalem, which I think was probably about 15 kilometers.
从亚比拿达的家到耶路撒冷大概有15公里的路。在这之前，大卫为了把约柜运到耶路撒冷，他已经做好了精心的安排。
And David called people from all over Israel to come to this important occasion.
在运送约柜之前，大卫将消息送遍了以色列全地，邀请他们过来见证这一光荣的时刻。
And they made a special new, shiny, nice cart that the ark was to be placed on.
为了运送这个约柜，大卫做了一个焕然一新、精心制作的一个牛车来运送、来放置这个约柜。
And one son of Abinadab was to be at the front of the cart, watching as the oxen pulled the cart.
然后亚比拿达的儿子会坐在这个牛车上，坐在前面，用来确保这个约柜放置的安全。
And another son called Uzzah was to be at the back of the cart guarding the ark and the cart.
然后他亚比拿达另外儿子叫乌沙，他会坐在牛车的后面，专门用来照料这个 约柜的平稳。
So they set off to Jerusalem.
然后一切安排就绪之后，他们就开始向耶路撒冷进发了。
But along the way, the cart shook.
但是在行路的过程中，这个牛车开始摇晃。
And Uzzah at the back of the cart reached out his hand to protect the cart, protect the ark.
当牛车摇晃的时候，乌撒他伸手去挡住这个约柜，不让他晃因晃动而掉下牛车。
And the moment he touched the ark, he died.
但就在他伸手触碰到衣柜的时候，他当场就被击杀。
I wonder how you feel about that story.
我不知道你听到这个历史故事之后，你心里的如何感觉，如何感发挥，有怎样的感想？
It's quite shocking, really, isn't it?
我们每个人听到的时候，心里第一的反应肯定都是震惊。
And David was very shocked too.
大卫王当时在场的大卫王也因着这件事情震惊不已。
I'd like to ask you to turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 13.
我想邀请大家一起来翻到历代至上13章。旧约历代至上13章。
And while you're looking up 1 Chronicles 13,I'd point out that the story is not only in this chapter, but it's also in 2 Samuel chapter 6.
列代至上14章和撒母耳记下6章内容是前后呼应。
But we will read the verse 12 of Chronicles 13 together.
我们一起来读历代至上13章12节。那日大卫惧怕神，说神的约柜怎可运到我这里来。
Okay. So David was really shocked and he said, how can I possibly bring the ark to Jerusalem?
这件事情发生以后，大卫心里震惊不已，他自己扪心自问说，如果是这样，我怎么能够把神的约柜运到耶路撒冷？
It's a serious thing to be in the presence of God.
神的同在是如此让我们感到敬畏恐惧战胜的事情。
And actually we are all in the presence of God.
当时他们对神的同在心里充满了无比的敬畏。
Do you think it was Uzzah's fault that he put his hand out to protect the ark?
大家觉得怎么样？是乌撒犯了错误，他不应该伸手去保护约柜吗？
Who was responsible for what was happening?
谁应该为乌撒被击杀的事件负责呢？
And when that happened, they stopped and the cart was left at the home of the person on the way.
当这些悲剧发生以后，他们停止了运输的这个程序，然后把约柜放到了在路上的一个人家。
And the cart stayed there for 3 months in the house of Obed-Edom.
他们把约柜放到了一个叫俄别以东的人家中，在那里又放置了3个月。
Now, if you could turn on to chapter 15.
如果我们来看后面的15章。
Let's read, verses 1 and 2 first, which tell us about David beginning to prepare to move the ark one more time.
让我们一起来读15章1到2节，让我们来看大卫在事后他又是怎样重新安排来运送约柜的。大卫在大卫城为自己建造宫殿，又为神的约柜预备地方， 支搭帐幕。那时大卫说，除了利未人之外，无人可抬神的约柜，因为耶和华拣选他们抬神的约柜，且永远侍奉他。
And then could we move on to verse 12 and read from 12 to 15?
12到15节，对他们说，你们是利未人的族长，你们和你们的弟兄定当自洁，好将耶和华以色列神的约柜抬到我所预备的地方。因你们先前没有抬这约柜，按定例求问耶和华我们的神，所以他刑罚我们。于是祭司利未人自洁，好将耶和华以色列神的约柜抬上来。利未子孙就用杠肩抬神的约柜，是照耶和华借摩西所吩咐的。
So the ark was brought safely to Jerusalem.
所以这次我们看到约柜平平安安的运送到了耶路撒冷。
But what was wrong with what they did the first time when they tried to move the ark?
但是第一次运送到底出了什么问题？
Yeah, they put it on this nice new car.
他们按照自己的想法把约柜放到了一个牛车上。
But they were told back when they built the ark hundreds of years before that it was to be carried by the priests.
但是当时他们建造约柜的时候，上帝给他们清清楚楚的指示，约柜只能由利未人来监坛。
And when they carried the ark, they had the rings at the sides of the ark to put the poles through.
当时我们说过，在约柜的四周上方有四个环，可以让杠穿越而过。
So it was totally wrong to put the ark on the cart with the ox.
所以大卫他们犯了一个致命的错误，他们没有让利未人用杠来抬这个约柜，反而把约柜放上了一个牛车。
I think we are told that the first time they put the ark on a new cart.
我想我们一再说，他们第一次运送的时候，他们把约柜放上的是一个全新的牛车。
Because that was showing that they really wanted to honor God.
我们从这个他们的这个准备，我们看到他们的确是想通过这个运输方式来彰显神的荣耀。
But they were in fact disobeying God.
但是他们在按照他们自己的方法，想通过自己的方式去荣耀神的时候，他们确实在违背神的旨意。
So it illustrates that it's very important that day by day we seek to know what is right for us to do.
所以弟兄姐妹，对于我们今天的基督来说，我们需要真正的了解的是，我们每天的生活应该怎样去按照神的心意去过。
And we must not do things quickly and easily without thinking carefully.
我们不应该不寻求神的心意，而按照我们的心思念去随便的做出回应。
God is great and holy.
上帝他是圣洁公义的。
And we do need to make sure that he is in the center of our thinking. Every day, all the time.
我们真的是需要让神在我们每天的生活，在我们的心思意念中真的掌王权，来引导我们该如何做出我们的决定。
I wonder whether our conduct day by day shows clearly whether God is the central thing in our lives or not.
我们需要反省 我们每一天的行为行事为人真的反映出神在我们的心里居首位放王权吗？
But it is vital that we and our children learn to have God central in our thoughts.
对我们是性命攸关至关重要的事情，就是要让神在我们的生命中成为我们生命的中心。
So that we can avoid the sins of ignorance and carelessness.
所以我们才能避免因为无知和疏忽而导致的罪。
King David had a nice new car.
大卫为了运送约柜，他做了一个崭新的牛车。
His intentions were really good.
他的意图从人的角度来讲是好的。
But he ignored what God had clearly told him in through the scriptures of their day.
但是他却明显的违背了神在圣经里向我们所启示的旨意。
So I simply urge you and myself.
所以今天我要向在座的各位和我自己发出劝勉。
To keeping on learning.
我们要不断地认识和学习
and reminding ourselves
不断地提醒我们自己
of all that God reminds us and has told us
我们需要不断提醒自己神通过圣经向我们所启示的旨意
so it's right
让我们一起来祷告
Lord, we confess that we are weak and sinful.
神啊，我们在你面前认罪悔改，我们是有罪的。
You are so much greater and holier than we are.
神啊，你是那圣洁、公义、全然圣洁。
And yet, you want us to know you and walk with you.
神啊。你救了我们，让我们能够顺服你的心意，与你同行。
Forgive us when we do things.
当我们犯罪的时候
，which are not appropriate and which are we have done carelessly.
求你赦免我们的无知和疏忽。
And help us to walk in your spirit.So that our ways are right and righteous.
求你帮助我顺服圣灵，让我们心中的引导重新回到你的旨意。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
Amen.